们把以下的时间交给梁家森梁弟兄。
我们的主不单救赎我们，赐给我们永远的生命。
That the Lord not only save us and give us a new eternal life.
也圣灵他做工在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit is working on us.
他改变我们。
To change us.
直至耶稣的美丽能够从我们身上能够显现出来。
To refine us so that we can reveal the glory of Jesus Christ.
这是神向着我们每一位。他付了代价买赎回来儿女他的心意。
And this is the will of God, and this is the price that He had paid for each one of us.
好像我们在这里一起来交通彼得前书第二章第九节到第十二节。
So this morning we're going to talk about the book of first, the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verse 9 to 12.
我们讲到我们真的都是蒙拣选的族类。
How we are the chosen race.
我们一起来读第九节和第十节。
9 and 10.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是主神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。这两节让我们能够认识今天我们站在一个何等蒙恩的地位。
These two verses make us realize what position we now have.
我们的身份是那样的宝贵。
How precious a position is now.
那我们要看见神在我们身上他向着我们永远的心意。
So let us understand the will of God.
他不是叫我们仅仅得救。
That he doesn't want us barely just to be saved.
他召我们。
But he called on us.
叫我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德，我们把它宣扬出来。
So that we will be out of darkness into to his marvelous night and proclaim the excellencies of God.
我们感谢主，我们再读十一节和第十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的，你们在外邦人中因行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。好，这段里面我们看见我们是怎么样把这位主这位神宣扬出来。
And in these two verses it shows us how do we proclaim his excellency.
很重要的，世界上的人他要看见我们的好行为。
Very importantly, the outside people want to look at what we do.
就是神儿女在地上能够活出一个见证来。
So that's why as children of God we have to live out a testimony.
我们不单用我们的口来宣扬。
Not only we use a mouth to proclaim.
更重要的，今天神要得着是一个见证。
But more importantly, what God is looking for is our testimony.
这个见证把这位荣耀的主能够宣扬出来。
And it is through our testimony that we can reveal His excellency.
兄姐妹，我们若不认识我们的身份，
Brothers and sisters, if we don't recognize what our position is,
我们很难进入神他永远的心意。
Then it will be hard for us to be part of His will.
他这边告诉我们，我们是蒙拣选、被拣选的族类。
Here it addresses us as a chosen race.
当我们一个一个，我们说我们在世界里面，神他怎么样恩待我们，他拣选了我们。
When we talked about how we were chosen, how we received mercies.
我们更看见他得着是一个族类，一个团体。
But more importantly, we are viewed as a race.
他得着他的教会
，a church.
我们上次讲到说这个蒙拣选
，last time we talked about when we are chosen.
今天我们在时间里面来看
，and today let us spend some time looking deeper.
主耶稣他是爱世界上每一个人
，how Jesus loves everyone in this world.
他愿意。人人得救，他不愿意有一个人沉沦。
And he wants all to be saved, not one to be fallen.
他让我们知道他是为着人人尝了死味。
And how he tasted death for everyone.
他把救恩真的是做成了。
And how he has prepared these salvation.
今天我们所需要的，你只要相信，你就能够得着。
And today all we need to do is to believe and you will receive.
你只要愿意接待他。
All you need to do is to take Him in.
他的名。
Believe in His name.
你就是得着一个权柄，能够做神的儿女。
And now you receive the power to be called the children of God.
这是为着每一位在地上的人。
And that is for everyone in this world.
我们有这样的一个机会。
That we now all have this choice.
我们说我在人生的路上有一天，有一个时刻，我做了这一个拣选。
And in your lifetime, when you have that one moment, when you make that choice,
我承认我是一个罪人,
and I realize that I am a sinner,
我接受耶稣基督,
and I receive His name to be my Savior,
我相信我接受他为我所做的一切,
I believe and receive all He has done for me,
而且我生命有一个何等奇妙的大改变,
and it is on that day that your life will have a marvelous change.
我们多少生的女为主做见证,
and how many children of God have given testimony?
Say
that I am now
saved.
Because that day I made a choice.
I chose
Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
但是弟兄姐妹,
but brothers and sisters, when we were saved,
我们就说,
you will think that at that day I made a choice.
但是我能够讲说, 在创世以前, 在基督里, 神他已经拣选了我,
but I tell you that it is before the beginning of this world, you were already chosen by God. That our God is not constrained by time. That we are all chosen.
在创世以前, 在基督里,
before the world was created, we were chosen. Not because we are better than anyone else. Not because we are wiser than anyone else. No, it's not. But it is His grace that has come upon us. Before we were Gentiles, today we are people in His house. Before we did not receive mercy, but now we have received. So brothers and sisters, aren't we filled with joy and praise? Not only that we are chosen,
他在这里告诉我们,
here it also tells that we are a royal priesthood.
讲到说祭司就是侍奉神的,
when you talk about a priest is the one that serves the Lord.
在旧约的里面,
in the Old Testament, we see that there is a group of people.
他们是替人办理属神的事情,
these are the people that will do God's work for the rest of the people.
以色列的百姓, 他们没有资格, 没有权利, 能够来到
for the rest of the Israelites, they don't have the right to come before the Lord. And the rest of the Israelites cannot come into the holy temple. Only the priest can.
大祭司一年一次,
and the great priest can only go to the Holy of Holies once a year.
弟兄姐妹,
but here is that you, all of God's children, all of you are a royal priesthood.
在过去来讲,是亚伦支派的,这一个家的,
in the Old Testament times, it is only the tribe of Aaron that is worthy to go into the God's house. Because they are from the tribe of Levi. But when we read the book of Exodus,
神的心意是什么呢?
What is God's will? He took the Israelites out of Egypt. He called his sons from Egypt. God's goal was to lead His people out of Egypt to worship Him.
他说,
and what God said is, I want a nation of priesthood.
每一个人,他们都是祭司,
so that everyone will be a priest and will come serve me.
后来我们知道,
then later we find out that Israelites sinned and they were fallen. They were worshipping the golden calf.
后来他们被神定罪, 另外从他们当中单单拣选了利未支派的,
and they had to face the punishment of God, so only now the tribe of Levi is worthy to serve the Lord.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, now that we're in the first letter of Peter,
我们看见主所做成的工作,
and here we see that what Jesus has done is to take us back to the original will of God.
当我们在读希伯来书, 它里面讲到, 主耶稣照着麦基洗德的等次，他永远为大祭司。
When we read the book of Hebrews, it talked about how through Jesus Christ, now we are all in the rank of Melchizedek to serve the Lord.
麦基洗德他是撒冷王，他是平安王。
Melchizedek is the king of peace.
他是一个君王。
He is a king.
但是圣经也告诉我们他是至高神的祭司。
And he also is described as the highest priest of all.
所以他不属于所谓立位人。 亚伦支派这样的一个等次。
So, Melchizedek does not belong to any tribe, not the tribe of Levi.
他是君王,
he is a king and a priest.
主耶稣是照着麦基洗德的等次,
and Jesus is ranked as the same as Melchizedek.
我们的主他是君王,
that our Lord is a king.
他是万王之王, 万主之主,
he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们主也是大祭司,
but yet our Lord is also a priest.
弟兄姐妹, 今天我们的主完成了工作, 他把这样的一个身份, 把这样的一个地位赐给我们,
brother and sisters, today Jesus has done his work and he gave us his position.
我们知道我们每一个蒙
and now we see that all of us that are saved,
我们是君尊的祭司,
we are now a royal priesthood.
好，我们得着一个何等的身份,
and what type, what precious positions it is.
在神的面前看, 我们像是王子, 我们像是在贵族的里面, 我们是君王, 属于君王的谱系的。
Before God, now he is viewing us as prince, as princess.
我们今天能够来到神面前，我们说我们是侍奉神的人。
In his royalty, and we can proclaim that we serve the Lord.
同学们，我们每一位都是侍奉神的人。
Brothers and sisters, each one of us should serve the Lord.
我们蒙召了以后，蒙恩得救了以后，我们就是一个侍奉神的人。
When we are called, when we are saved, we are now a servant of Lord.
今天可能你在地上说，我是一个学生啊。
Today you may say that I'm only a student.
是的，我是学生，但是呢，我是一个侍奉神的人。
Yes, I tell you that you are a student, but yet you are still a servant of God.
也许你会说，我今天还有工作，我在地上还忙得很呢。
Maybe you say that, hey, I have work, I got a lot of work to do.
但是我们绝对要知道，今天你在地上，不管你的工作，不管你有多忙碌。
But I tell you that doesn't matter how busy you are, how much work you got to do, you have to absolutely understand that you are a servant of God. God put us in different positions in this world. And in this world, we have different occupations. At home, maybe I am a housemaker. And in this world, maybe I work this job, I work that job.
真正的身份，我们是君尊的祭司。
But I tell you that your true position is that you are a priest.
从前年轻的时候，我们就很知道，每一个人，我们都是全时间侍奉神的。
Before, when I was young, I already knew that I need to serve the Lord full time. Because we are the royal priesthood.
地上呢,
in this world, maybe I have some part-time jobs.
侍奉神是我们的正业,
some side jobs. But my full-time job is to serve the Lord.
他说我们是圣洁的国度,
it also tells that we are a holy nation. We are now a group that is now set apart. When the Bible describes the Israelites, it says that they are the isolated people. These are the people that are set apart.
哦，这些人呢，他们是从世界里面被分别出来的。
These are the people that are now separated from the rest of the world.
今天我们是圣洁的国度。
Today we are this holy nation.
你说我今天还活在这个世界里面。
You may say that I still live in this world though.
这个世界是充满了罪恶。
This world is filled with sin.
在末后的时代，我们看见有多少的 危险多少的仇敌的工作。
And at the end times, we see how many dangers and how much work the enemy is doing.
弟兄姐妹，我们要认识我们的身份。
But brothers and sisters, understand your position.
我们是圣洁的国度。
That we are this holy nation.
将我们从世界中分别出来。
We are now separated from the world.
单单属于我们神的。
And we only belong to God.
圣洁特别讲到那个分别，讲到那个归给神。
When you talk about holiness, it talked about how different it is for us from the rest of the world. That we don't belong to the world.
我们的心，你的重要，你的价值观，我们不和世界一样的。
So our value system, our perspective should be different from the world.
因为我们是被分别出来的。
Because we are set apart.
我们是属神的子民。
We are God's people.
常常我们比较喜欢讲到我们是神的儿女。
How often do we call ourselves children of God?
儿女特别讲到我们当得的权利，我们的享受。
As children, we have rights and inheritance.
当你的孩子们回到家里面，
when your children come home,
好像他能够很 自由，没有任何犹豫，家里的这些丰富，这些他能够来享受。
Just like that, when they get home, they're free to enjoy anything in his home.
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
在神家里面，一切的丰富，神所要给我们预备的，我们有权利，我们来得的。
So in God's house, all his fullness, we now have the right to claim.
所以过去我是做外人的。
Before I was a stranger.
我现在是神家里的人。
Now I am God's people.
这个身份是完全不一样的。
Now my position is completely transformed.
但是在这边他告诉我们说，我们不单是神的儿女，我们能够享受在神家里面一切的权利。
Here it talks about we are more than just his children. We can enjoy more than just what he has.
他们又讲到说，我们是属神的子民。
He says that we are now God's own possession.
那子民就特别让我们认识到说，我们有许多该尽的义务，我们的责任。
And in God's people, we also have right rules that we have to oblige.
在神的国度的里面。每一个神的儿女，我们是侍奉神的。
In God's kingdom, all His children serve God.
我们有我们的责任，有我们的义务。
We have our responsibilities and our duties.
这些关乎到神，他召我们，他救我们，要带我们到他永远心意的里面。
And this is part of how we are called, saved, and into His eternity.
所以就是在感谢主，我们有这么蒙恩的身份和地位。
So brothers and sisters, thanks to the Lord that now we have this new position.
然后我们就看见说，神在我们身上，他不只叫我们仅仅得救。
So we could see God's will is that we are not going to be just barely saved.
他召我们。
He called on us.
他在我们身上有一个荣耀的心意。
Because he has this will on us.
神他在这里告诉我们说，宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Here it says, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
过去我们在黑暗之中。
Before we live in darkness.
但是神召我们出黑暗，他要带我们进入光明。
But God called us out of darkness to into his light.
现在我们是光的儿女。
Now we are children of light.
是行走在光中的。
And we now walk in the light.
今天属世界的。
Anything that belongs to the world.
是怕光的。
Is afraid of this light.
当真的光来到地上，世界呢却不接受这个光。
When the true light came, the world rejected this light.
哦，弟兄姐妹，主把他的生命赐给我们。
And brothers and sisters, how the Lord has now given us His life.
他今天在这里对我们有一个呼召。
Here now He is calling you.
生命是光在我们里面。
The life is like a light.
但他呼召我。他呼召我们要让这个光能够照出去。
And he called us so that we can reveal this light.
他让我们认识到说，这个灯啊，不能放在这个斗底下。
So that we understand that this light should not be covered.
灯要放在灯台上面。
The light should be put on a lampstand.
这个灯要能够把光要照射出去。
So that this light can shine through.
神不是叫我们做一个隐藏的基督徒。
God does not want us to be the hidden Christian.
有两个弟兄在一个公司里面同事了好多年。
The two brothers that they worked together in the same company for a long time.
彼此发现很讶异说，原来你也是基督徒。
And after a long time, they realized that the other person is a Christian.
他们做隐藏的基督徒做了好几年了。
They've always been a hidden Christian.
我们蒙恩得救了。
But now that we are saved,
今天神在我们身上，他有一个呼召。
Today God has a calling for us.
叫我们能够来宣扬主的美德。
So that we can proclaim His excellencies.
这位主他带我们出黑暗，能够入光明。
Because this is the Lord that led us out of darkness into His light.
我们成为光的儿女。
Now we are children of light.
那他说这个光啊，要能够照出去。
And He says that this light has to shine forth.
这个光要能够照在人的面前。
This light needs to be shining in front of other people.
叫别人能够看见这个光。
So that the people around you can see this light.
今天很多的时候，今天我们讲说，人没有办法信耶稣。
And today, how often we say that people can believe in Jesus?
因为他可能没有看见光。
I tell you that it's because they can't see the light.
他们可能听见了过福音。
Maybe they've heard the gospel.
但是我们也知道，今天神儿女的见证，这个光能不能够出去，这是一个太关键的。
But I tell you that the crucial part is if your testimony, if your light is shining through.
有一个姊妹，她对她 没信主的丈夫，他非常的有负担。
A sister who has a heavy burden for her husband who has not believed.
常常给他传福音。
And she would always preach the gospel to him.
找人来跟他传福音。
And she would find other brother and sister to preach the gospel to him.
到了有一天，这个先生就告诉他说：“我告诉你一句老实话。”
Until one day, the husband told her and said, "Honestly, I tell you."
他说：“如果你上天堂。”
He says, "If you are going to heaven,
我宁可下地狱。
I would rather go to the other place."
因为这个姊妹啊，这个妻子在家里脾气非常的大。
Because this sister, she had a hot temper.
她很有负担，她也不断的在那里传讲。
Even though she has a heavy burden, she keep on preaching the gospel.
可是她的脾气、她的表现、她的生活，就成了她先生能够信主的一个大的拦阻啊。
But on the other hand, her hot temper is the hindering block.For her husband to believe.
我记得有好多年前有一次到东北一个地方去。
I remember one time when I was in China.
那次的培训呢是在一个工厂的一个厂房啊，一个长长窄窄的一个厂房。
One time that meeting was in a warehouse, a long warehouse.
但那天聚会呢，我们就发现很特别的一个情形。
And that day we realized that during one meeting there was this occurrence.
大概呢有八排椅子哈，是姐妹的。
There are about eight rows of seats that are prepared just for the sisters.
然后呢，有一排呢是弟兄的。
But then there's only one row for the brothers.
你说这边怎么搞的？这个姐妹跟弟兄的比率是这么悬殊啊
？And then I said, how can the ratio be this weird, 8-1?
后来他们就讲了，在我们这里啊，都是姊妹当家的。
But then here, at that time, they told me that at this place, it is the sisters that take care of the house.
什么重要决定都是姊妹在当家来做决定的。
It is the wife who dominates at home and make all the decisions.
但是姊妹们就发现了。
And then all the sisters said, at that time, they recognized.
很多事她都能够在家里面来好像做一个主做主来掌权的。
At home, they get to call the shots.
但是就是她先生得救的事情上他就是好像非常的困难。
But only one thing is they can't make their husband believe.
那后来大家有一些的交通。
And then later on we have some fellowship.
很多姊妹们也感谢主，他们愿意在主面前认罪悔改。
A lot of sisters, they confess their sins and then they wanted to repent.
他们认识到一件事情。
And they realize one thing.
世界上有世界上的一个习惯风俗。
Is that in the world there are different cultures, there are different rules.
但是在属灵的里面，生命是一个关键。
But in a spiritual world, life is the crucial part.
只要我们宣扬他的美德。
The Lord wants us to proclaim His excellence.
叫世界上的人他们看见我们。
So that the people of this world can see us.
我们传福音的时候常常愿意告诉人家说，我是传福音给你，但你不要看我。
A lot of time when we preach the gospel, we will say that, yes, I am saying the words to you, but don't look at me.
我有很多缺点。
I am still filled with shortcomings.
我很多软弱。
I am still weak.
所以你看我，你可能你也会跌倒。
So if you look at me, you stumbled.
你要看主。
So that's why you have to look to the Lord.
我也很喜欢讲这句话。
I say this all the time too.
特别你在讲台上讲道啊，那很不容易的。
Especially when you come to the podium and speak, it is not easy to do.
那个最难的还不是你准备的内容。
The hardest part is not the preparation.
最难的你是怕人家看你。
The hardest part is you don't want the person just to focus on you.
我们要讲主的话。
Because I'm speaking the Lord's word.
我们要讲主自己。
I am talking about the Lord.
主的甘甜，主的真甜，主的美丽，这些都吸引我们。
The sweetness of the Lord, the endurance of the Lord, that's the things that draw us close.
但是很多人他说我看不见这位主。
But then a lot of people will say that I cannot see the Lord.
你讲的再好，可是我看不见。
Doesn't matter how well you speak it, I can't see it.
可是我能够看见你。
Or the only thing I can see is I see you.
兄姐妹，世界上的人也在看我们。
Brothers and sisters, the people in this world are looking at you.
他们都在看神的儿女。
They're all looking at the children of
God. 你有负担跟你的最亲的人传福音。
So when you have a burden, when you try to preach the gospel to your family,
你要知道他们正在看你。
Then recognize that they're just looking at you.
他们渴望从我们身上能够看见主。
They want to see the Lord through you.
他们渴望看见主。
They want to see the Lord.
主这么好。
How great the Lord is.
这么宝贵。
How precious the Lord is.
兄姐妹，我们四围的人，他们能不能够看见主呢？
So brothers and sisters, the people around you, can they see the Lord?
他能不能从我们的身上来看见主呢？
Can they see the Lord through you?
我们都知道，这对每一个神儿女来讲是一个 太大的挑战。
So I know that this is the greatest challenge for all the children of God.
因为我们天然生命永远是软弱的。
Because our natural life is weak.
我们都知道我们离主在我们身上他的心，我们差得太远了。
And we all know that we are so far away from God's will.
我们求主怜悯我们。
So that's why we ask for His mercies.
我们一讲到好的行为，
when we talk about good deeds,
我们就特别需要先认识我们的身份是什么，我们的地位是什么。
Then first we have to understand what our position is.
因为这些不在于我们的好，不在于我们的行为，我们因着信我们就承受，我们就得着了。
Because this position has nothing to do with what your deeds are. It is what we have received by blessing.
但你如果不真的认识的时候，你再怎么想要努力，你也达不到神他的心意在我们身上所要做成的。
If you don't know your position, then doesn't matter how hard you try, you never achieve the will.
我们感谢主，我们是蒙拣选的族类。
So thanks to the Lord that we are this chosen race.
不是我比着别人好，神拣选了我。
It is not because I'm better than the next person, so I am chosen.
我们都是君尊的祭司。
And we are now all the royal priesthood.
并不是我能够为神做多少事情。
It is not how much I can do for the Lord.
我们知道不是神，是神恩待我们。
Because we know that when we serve the Lord, it is a blessing.
是给我们一个机会。
It is a chance for us.
让主耶稣来服侍我们。
To let Jesus serve us.
主耶稣他说，人子来不是要受人的服侍。
Jesus says that the Son of God came not to be served.
他说乃是要服侍人。
But to serve man.
你怎么样被主来服侍呢？
How do we get served?
多少次我想说我要来服侍神。
How many times we want to say that we want to serve the Lord?
我们爱主，我们愿意来服侍神。
That we love God and we want to serve the Lord.
你真正的来侍奉的时候，你就知道不是我能够做多少事情。
But truly when you come serve, you realize that it is not how much I can do.
是我能够来到神面前让主来服侍我们。
It is how often I can come close to the Lord so that He can serve me.
他来改变我们，制作我们。
How He can change me and mold me.
神看重我们所是的过于我们所做的。
God cares a lot more of who we are than what we do.
你就知道说感谢神，我们是君尊的祭司，这是我们一个蒙恩的地位。
Then thanks to the Lord that we realize that we are the royal priesthood.
我们是圣洁的国度，我们是属神的子民。
We are this holy nation and we are God's people.
今天我们站在这样的一个地位上，我们看见主他呼召我们，叫我们把这个光照出去。
And it is in this position that we stand that the Lord is calling on us to shine through this light.
马太福音五章十六节说，你们的光要照在人的面前。
Matthew 5:11 said that blessed are you when people when light shines through you.
他让我们知道说这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
他在这里讲说，叫他们看见你们的好行为，
so that the people can see your good deeds.
便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父，
so that your glory can belong to the heavenly Father.
但是我们很知道，今天讲到行为不是靠着我们自己来遵守律法，我们自己来努力，好像我要做一些好的行为表现出来。
But today understand that what you do, it is not by your own power, not by your own strength, by what you can do.
这个行为是耶稣基督生命的彰显。
But what you do is through the manifestations of Jesus' life.
是住在我们身上的改变，他让主的生命能够活出来。
It is just transformation from God that now you can reveal Himself.
我们感谢赞美主。
So thanks to the Lord.
神呼召我们，要我们来宣扬。
God called us to proclaim His excellency.
他叫我们有一个好的行为，叫我们有光能够照出去。
So that we can have good deeds and shine through His light.
我们需要彼此祷告。
So that's why we have to pray for each other.
因为我们都承认我们是不完全的。
Because we all have to realize that we are imperfect.
但是神的话是那么的宝贵。
But God's words are so precious.
我们也经历到主在我们身上那个工作是非常实在的。
And we have all experienced the reality of God's work.
我们需要迫切在主面前来祷告。
So that's why we have to pray earnestly.
主啊，不要让时间过去了。
And tell the Lord that don't let the time go in vain.
我们是得救的。
Because we are saved.
但是我们的生命却没有得着更丰盛。
But yet my life is not more fulfilling.
我们是得救的。
That yes, we are saved.
但是我们的行为很多的时候不能让人家看。
But what I do still cannot be seen.
求主怜悯我们。
So we ask the Lord for mercies.
神叫我们把光能够照出去。
Because God asks us to shine His light.
今天我们知道说我们在地上是客旅是寄居的。
Today recognize that we are only aliens and strangers in this world.
这一生何等的短暂。
Our life is short.
今天怎么样让我们真的你知道说我是客旅，我是一个寄居的。
So today, how do I realize that I'm only a stranger in this world?
唯一的是有一个荣耀吸引我们。
The only chance is when we are drawn by His glory.
是希伯来书讲到那些得胜的行列，他们是凭着信心死的。
So that's why in the book of Hebrews, it talked about the people that are saved through faith.
他们没有得着所应许的。
Even though they have not received the promise.
他们却从远处望见。
But yet they have seen it from afar.
而且欢喜迎接。
And then they died with happiness.
那个望见，因为它里面有一个开启。
They have seen because they have this revelation.
像亚伯拉罕看见那座有根基的城。
Just like Abraham, how he saw the city with foundation.
他一看见，他整个人里面不一样了。
When he has seen it, he is now transformed.
他蒙这个选召以后，他就变成一个客旅，是寄居的。
And after he has this calling, he realized that he is only a stranger.
我们在地上好像是一个过客。
In this world, we are just passing by.
好像是一个朝圣者。
In this world, we are just like a pilgrim.
因为我们有一个更荣耀的标杆。
Because we have a glorious destination.
这个世界不再是我们的家。
This world is no longer my home.
这个世界不再成为我们的残累。
This world is no longer my burden.
不再成为我们的吸引。
This world will no longer draw me close.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们今天在地上，我们里面怎么样能够从世界当中，我们成为一个客旅和寄居的？
So brothers and sisters, how do we change our mindset to realize that we are only strangers in this world?
就吸引我们来到他的面前。
It's only by when we get drawn close by the glory of God.
当无价至宝在我们面一现的时候，
when the priceless preciousness shined in us.
我们脱下属地的心变成一个很自然的事情。
When we have seen this treasure, a treasure, we will be willing to give up everything else.
今天可能还有许多属地的事物，今天在我们里面，这是我们生活的中心，是我们一个非常重要的一个标杆。
Maybe today there are still things in this world that you're putting your attention on in being the center of your life.
做学生的，当然你要读得好，你要得到一个更好的学位。
As a student, of course you want to be educated better.
啊，做工的，在工作的，你真的盼望有一个好一点的工作，好一点的职位。
For the ones who work, of course you want a better position. You get better pay.
改善一下生活。
So that you can have a better living.
啊，有些人在地上还有很多的抱负。
And a lot of people, they have a lot of other things they want to pay attention to.
弟兄姐妹，这些在地上做客旅和寄居的。
But brothers and sisters, the people that set themselves as strangers of the world.
神并不是照他们说你就放下地上的，你读书也不要读了，你工作也别做了。
God never said that you have to give up everything just to be His people. You don't have to give up your work. You don't have to give up your school.
这些客旅和寄居的。
But these strangers of the world.
他们在地上要把神的荣耀能够彰显出来。
In whatever they do in this world, they want to reveal the glory of God.
他们在地上，他们不是把属地的真正是认为就是属于他们的。
In this world, they will not count the worldly things as their own possession.
他们用这些每一件事情，他们为神管理这每一件事情，他有一个荣耀的标杆的。
And in all the things that they do, they understand that they have a better destination.
姐妹，神教我们，你在每一个岗位上，我们真是经历到说，我们在地上就是一个侍奉神的人。
Brothers and sisters, in any situation you are put on, you have to recognize that you are God's people.
我们不受属地的事情的吸引缠累。
That we should no longer pay attention to the worldly things.
但是感谢主，主用这一些，用我们每一个遭遇，每一个过程，都是一个机会，我们能够侍奉他。
But thanks to the Lord, it is through all these circumstances around us that we get to choose to serve the Lord.
都是一个机会，主能够来改变我们。
In all things, we get to choose to be changed.
我们里面充满了喜乐。
So that through that in us is now joy.
有的人讲说，是的，在顺利的时候，他才能够喜乐。
Some people say that they're only happy when things go their way.
遇到一些不顺的环境的时候，遇到一些不好的老板的时候，各样情形的时候，可能就是非常的忧愁。
But when things don't go their way, when they have a bad boss, a bad thing happen, then they're sad.
那这是人自然的一个反应。
But I tell you that that's our natural response.
但是我们知道说，我们 是蒙拣选的族类。
But we have to understand that we are this chosen race.
我们是圣洁的国度，是从世界中被分别出来的。
We are this holy nation, and we are these people that are set apart.
今天我们可以活在一个在属天的原则的里面。
So we can live in the principles, the heavenly principles.
主赐给我们的喜乐是不能被夺去的喜乐。
That we have to realize that God, the joy that's come from heaven, cannot be taken away.
外面的环境不能摇动我们里面的平安。
And whatever happens.Around us cannot shake the peace within.
我们感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
这是一个何等蒙恩的身份和地位。
What a glorious position that we now have.
这是一个何等蒙福的呼召。
And what a blessed calling.
今天在地上，我们说我是一个客旅，是一个寄居的。
In this world, we can say that we are only a stranger.
但是我们都有一个荣耀的标杆。
Because we have this glorious destination.
主为我们怎么样来到地上？
How our Lord came to this world for us.
他为我们走过这条道路。
The path that He has walked.
今天他成为我们的榜样。
Today He is our example.
主耶稣他自己就成了我们的道路。
Our Jesus Christ is now our way.
他在这里告诉我们说，你们蒙召原是为此。
He says that that is why we are called.
因基督也为你们受过苦。
Because how Jesus has suffered for us.
给你们留下榜样。
And he has now set for you an example.
他说叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
So that now we can follow his path.
叫我们有一个可以行走的道路。
So that now we have a new way to walk.
是从主耶稣基督来经过。
These are the steps that Jesus has taken.
主说我就是道路。
Jesus says that I am now your way.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要真的来认识什么意思叫做主说我就是道路。
So brothers and sisters, understand what it means when Jesus says that I am the way.
因为如果我们不认识，当我们读到说他叫我们来跟随他的脚中行。
Because if we don't understand, how do we follow in his footsteps?
我们可能从四福音，从主耶稣所有他所行的，他所做的，我们好好的来读。
But we should read carefully the gospel books and the rest of the books.
我们可以非常羡慕主他怎么样说话行事都有大能。
And we can pay marvel of how Jesus speak, what Jesus has done.
他怎么样爱那些不可爱的人。
How he loved the people that don't deserve to be loved.
他怎么样能够赦免那些钉他十字架的人。
How he forgave the people that nailed him to the cross.
我相信我们在读这些时候，我们里面都觉得一面讶异，一面呢也会很羡慕。
I think when we read this, on one side we're amazed, and on the other side we wanted it too.
我们说主你的生命真是美丽。
We are jealous. We say, how fair is your life?
这样的一个温柔，这样的一个刚强，主的生命的表现，弟兄姐妹，那是超凡的。
How gentle he is and how beautiful his life is. That is extraordinary.
但是我们也都知道，如果我们想说我们要跟随他的脚中行。
But let us understand that if we walk in these exact steps,
我们想要学习，
if we want to follow these steps,
但是你一想要学习，我们里面就承认，我们就会发现说我做不到。
And the moment you try to do it, you realize that you can't.
所以这个脚踪，这个榜样，你想要去跟随的时候，我们都知道我跟不上。
So that's why when you look at his way, when you look at his steps, by your own strength, you can't follow him.
主告诉我们今天。他就是道路。
But then Jesus said that I am the way.
除他以外没有其他的道路。
Aside from him, there are no other ways.
除了他以外没有人能够再有别的方法，别的路，你能够找到，你能够到神那里去。
And aside from him, there are no other methods to reach God.
除他就是道路。
Because Christ is the way.
我们有一个何等宝贵的榜样。
How we now have this example.
我们要跟随他的脚中行。
How we can follow in his steps.
我们必须走在对的路上。
We have to walk the right way.
我们经过十字架的道路。
Then now we have to walk the path of the cross.
放下我们自己。
To deny ourselves.
让主的生命从我们的里面能够自由的能够彰显出来。
So that Christ's life can manifest through us freely.
我们说他就是我的道路。
And we can say that Christ is my way.
那这条道路是叫做十字架的道路。
And his way is the way of the cross.
这条道路就不是靠着我们天然生命，我的努力，我来效法，我来跟随，我来自己来走这条路的。
And this way cannot be followed by my own strength, by my natural life.
十字架必定有舍己。
Because the weight of the cross is to deny ourselves.
我们感谢主，他是我们的道路，他是我们的生命。
And thanks to the Lord, He is our way and He is our new life.
弟兄姐妹，主在这里呼召每一位神的儿女。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling on each one of you.
他叫我们在地上，在我们肉身的里面，我们来宣扬他。
So that in this world, in our flesh, we can proclaim His excellency.
我们肉身虽然有多少的限制
，Even though how in our flesh we are constrained.
但是今天主在我们身上，他能够做成这样的工作。
But today the Lord can still work through us.
在一个一个神儿女的身上，他正在制作我们。
In each one of His child, He is making us.
他在这里改变我们。
He is transforming us.
有很多的艰难。
Even though a lot of challenges.
彼得前书里面特别讲到有多少的苦难。
In First Peter, it talked about how many difficulties we have to face.
不单是在人，不单在世界就有苦难。
Not just from man, but in the world, how much difficulties we must face.
更重要的，我们有很多的方面是为主受苦，因着主而有的苦难。
But what's important is that we suffer for Christ.
因着行善而有的苦难。
We suffer because we want to execute kindness.
因为我们是基督徒在地上，我们所有的苦难。
Because we are Christians, the persecutions we must face.
主耶稣也曾经为我们受过苦。
Because Jesus has suffered first.
他现在为我们进入荣耀。
And now He is in glory.
在这里我们就感谢主，他呼召我们每一位。
So here, let us thank God because He has called on each one of us.
我们和他一同经过这条道路。
How we can walk the way with Him.
但是就在今天，主能够做工在我们身上。
And it is today, yesterday, that the Lord can work on you.
叫我们能够宣扬他。
So that we can proclaim His excellency.
我们祷告，但愿耶稣的美丽能够从我们里面能够显现出来。
So let us pray so that His beauty can be manifested through us.
今天地上的日子是何等的短暂。
I tell you that our time in this world is short.
今天早上9:08，我们安安姊妹安息在主的面前。
This morning, at 9 o'clock, our dear sister Anan has passed away.
地上的日子是短暂的。
Our time in this world is short.
但是进入是进到永远里面去的。
But I tell you that when we enter into the light, that's for an eternity.
今天主要我们用短暂的换那永远的。
So today the Lord asks us to exchange what's temporal for eternal.
要我们用这些必朽坏的，我们能够换那个荣耀的，换那个不朽坏的。
The perishable into the imperishable.
今天就是我们的机会。
Today is our chance.
我们的姊妹经过地上短暂的路程
，That our dear sister has spent this short time on this world，
但那里面有个确定的把握
，But in her there's this absolute assurance，
与主同在好得无比
，That being with the Lord is the greatest。
我们早间唱《金色黎明》那首诗歌
，This morning when we sang the song The Golden Daybreak，
到有一天很快就来到了
，That one day will come soon。
那天所有征战都要止息
，And on that one day, all the battles are done.
试炼都要终了
，All the trials are gone.
眼泪都被擦干
，All the tears are wiped clean.
因为我们就要与主一同来相会
，Because it is on that day that we get to meet the Lord.
到那天与亿万众圣一同唱在穹苍的高处
，It is on that day that with the thousands of saints we sing songs.
弟兄姐妹，我们有何等荣耀的盼望？
So brothers and sisters, what is this glorious hope we have?
主还量我们在地上一天
that we still have today.
我们要听见他向我们的呼召
So let us hear his calling.
叫我们成为他的见证
So that we can be his testimony.
让他的心能够得着满足
So that he can be pleased.
地上是短暂的，是一个过程
I tell you that this world is so short, so temporal.
但是主为我们预备的是在天上是存到永远的
But what the Lord has prepared for us is for an eternity.
我们里面有一个荣耀的盼望
That's how now we have this glorious hope
就彼此勉励
So let us encourage each other
站在一个蒙恩的地位上我们一同来跟随我们的
Now in the position of grace Let us all follow Christ
我们再来唱诗歌148首
Let us sing 148 again
Oh 荣耀早晨
Oh some golden daybreak
忧愁全消
All sorrows are gone
Oh 荣耀早晨 Oh 日进安宁
Some golden daybreak
伤痛全止息，试炼终了。
All the sorrows are gone, all the battles are won.
天门正大开
，and the heavenly door
降临
is open, and Jesus has come.
我们都等候那个金色的黎明。
We are all waiting for this golden daybreak.
我们都有把握主来的日子，我们在空中，在云里与他来相会。
And we have this assurance that we will get to meet the Lord in the sky.
请弟兄姐妹为我们弹一句，我们就来唱
Psalm 148.